5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
In 2020, 81 million people voted to defeat Donald Trump.
We can now project the winner of the presidential race.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
But defeating Trump wasn't enough to defeat Trumpism.
A wave is coming. We are taking our country back.
That election was rotten to the core.
2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white.
You see Pinochet, you see Berlusconi, you see Mussolini, you see Hitler. This is deadly serious because the left has never been able to stop a determined fascist push if it isn't aligned with the rest of the country.
So how can Democrats make sure we're aligned with the rest of the country? Well, we should probably start by finding out what the rest of the country actually thinks about politics.
How many of you plan on voting in the midterm elections this November?
What is that?
This season, I talk to voters we absolutely need if we want to save democracy in 2022, 2024, and beyond. People who turned out to help defeat Trumpism in the last election, but aren't entirely sure if they'll do it again.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important would you say politics are in your life?
I want to say 0, but I'm going to say 2.
Okay, that's okay.
In conversations with people who live in the biggest battlegrounds of 2022, we'll learn that one of the most important divides in America right now is between those of us who follow politics closely and the vast majority of voters who don't.
We would say that 20% of people are deeply involved and 80% are not.
They are thinking about how their families are going to get by, and politics is last, not first.
We'll hear from Biden voters in Virginia who abandoned the Democratic Party in the last election.
Let's face it, I think we had bad choices in Virginia for governor.
And Democrats in Pittsburgh who were fed up with national politics altogether.
I can't watch the news. I stay out of it.
I always just say that politics divides people.
I agree with that. It's exhausting.
I talked to black voters in Atlanta, working class Latinos in Las Vegas, and young people in Orange County, California, about the issues that matter most to them.
Inflation and the rising food costs.
Housing.
How concerned are all of you about climate change?
11 out of 10.
You can tell me I gotta have a kid, but I can't tell you you can own a gun. And that gun can take my life.
I didn't hear much love for Republicans, but some voters aren't too thrilled with Democrats either.
Honestly, a lot of us see the Democratic Party as just another version of the Republican Party.
Which party do you think is a better party for working people?
I would say Republicans now, but I'd say it used to be Democrats.
But here's the good news. These voters already came out to defeat Trumpism at the ballot box once. Our job now is to figure out how to make sure they do it again.
I have yet to find a group of Democrats that is particularly interested in the theories of a never-Trumper on how Democrats can win, but I'll take a shot on your podcast.
Say what you're for, say what you're for, say what you're for.
If we want to change the Senate, we have to change the senators.
Never going to say, oh, don't worry, Democrats are going to win, but there is a road here.
There is a road here, and we're going to find it. From Crooked Media, I'm Jon Favreau. Welcome back to the new season of The Wilderness. New episodes every Monday starting September 12th. Listen and follow for free wherever you listen to podcasts.